What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Discovering Discographies podcast,
where we talk about your favorite artists, albums, and all things music. I'm your host, Brandon Pulliam.
And I'm your host, Trinity Branch.
And without further ado, let's dive into today's topic.
So it is an honor to dive into this person's discography.
Always.
Because he is one of my favorite all-time artists. Just like Kendrick Lamar, I've been a fan of him from a very young age. And today we're going to talk about Jermaine Cole.
Yes.
A.K.A. J. Cole.
Yes, fellow North Carolinian.
Yes, sir. Yes. So J. Cole is, I wouldn't say from this generation. He's from the generation before us.
Yeah, he's in that millennial generation.
But he is the chosen rapper to represent
like the voice of our generation.
Yeah, the voice of our generation. And so it's just always an honor to be able to talk about him and his music. And like I said, I've been a fan for so many years now, maybe almost 10 years. He came out with his debut mixtape, The Come Up, in 2007, y'all. Mm-hmm. I was 4 years old when it came out.
Listening to J. Cole.
Yeah. I was 4 years old when that mixtape came out. And just to see where he is now is crazy. It's basically like we grew up with him.
Yeah.
Not grew up with him, but grew up listening to him. Yeah. He was famous as we were coming up.
Yeah, I remember his songs coming on the radio. Mm-hmm. And I remember liking them, and my brother also playing them.
Yes.
And his headphones were so loud, so yes. I could always hear it. So.
Yes. And it's been my dream to see him live for like years. I've been wanting to see him live. And then when he came out with Dreamville, I believe it was in 2019, the festival, not the record label. The record label came out way before that. But when he came out with the festival, I have to go. And I missed it by a hair this year. I missed it right by a hair. I was in town, in Raleigh, and missed it. So we're going to talk about his deep cuts, because most people know, you know, his hits. And they know his legendary album, 2014, Forest Hills Drive. So we're going to talk about the deep cuts, the songs that not many people talk about.
Mm-hmm. And also there are some of the songs we feel like he shines best on. Because a lot of times the deep cuts are where artists shine the most.
Yes. It's where you see that true and raw talent.
Mm-hmm. But he's someone, he just shines on any song. Yeah,
no one could. So I'm going to start off with what I think is an underrated album, but we're just going to talk about the songs. K.O.D. And so this album came out, I believe, in 2018.
Yes, I think I saw something today. It's actually 5 years old.
Yes, it came out in 2018. I love this album. His storytelling is amazing on this album. And honestly, I think it's so underrated. I want to talk about Brackets. Mm-hmm. I love this track. I love the production, his message, you know. And if you're not careful, if you're not listening to it, because J. Cole is that type of artist where you have to listen. Like, you have to take time to listen. You'll miss some of the double meanings that's in this song. And that's why I love it so much. And another reason why I think it's so underrated, because if you're just listening to it just for like a quick bop, you're going to miss everything that he was trying to say.
Yeah.
And it's in close relation with the youth and the young adults of today. That's why I love it so much. Also, I'm a sucker for the dialogue in the middle of the song. So that's another reason too. And it's funny, because a lot of his lyrics in this song is really, really can be applied today. So,
Well, speaking on K.O.D., which in my opinion is not my favorite album by him, but I will say the last time I listened to it, it did grow on me a little more. Mm-hmm. But one of the deep cuts I really like from that album is Photograph.
Yes.
I really like that one. When I listened back to the album a few months back, this song really stuck out to me. Like, first thing about J. Cole is he's going to give you a story. Like, his storytelling is top tier. And so, like, just even though, like, there's not a complex story, he's just talking about, like, you know, a girl he found on Instagram, fell in love with from that. And his delivery is just awesome.
Yes.
And the production is really well done on it as well. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think, while I don't think it's one of his best, I do feel like it is a good little song.
A great listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
a great listen for in your feelings too.
Oh yeah, girl. If you definitely have fallen for someone and just haven't made that move yet, mm-hmm. it's definitely a song for you.
Yes. And another song off this album that I would like to talk about is The Cutoff with Kill Edward. And his storytelling, yet again, a chef's kiss, you know, and you'll notice with a lot of the deep cuts that I chose from J. Cole, it was all about his storytelling mm-hmm. and his lyricism. But I like his honesty about, you know, being a famous musician and the issues that may cause with friends, mm-hmm. family, you know, co-workers, you know, mm-hmm. and how to overcome his pride and his anger and handle it in a healthy way while being on this huge platform. He's also sending like a message to his people, you know, his community, yeah. that this is what you need to do too. Not this is what you need to do, but be healthy about how you handle your emotions and your pride and mm-hmm. your anger.
Yeah.
That's why I love the cutoff.
Oh, yeah. All right. So my next deep cut is actually from Cole World, The Sign Line Story. Oh, wow. and it is Lost Ones.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
When I first heard this song, I fell in love with it.
Yes.
His storytelling really shined through again. And actually, the way I really kind of found out about this song was through, like, a video of, like, the most, like, sus, like, rap lyrics. Oh. And in the story, it's like a conversation between him and the woman that he's with, mm-hmm. who he gets pregnant. And it's just kind of back and forth on, like, how they're going to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And he talks through her perspective as well. And it's just, like, it felt very real and raw, because it is something that happens every day and a real thing that people go through. And just kind of hearing how he kind of took it and turned it into a song. I love a good back and forth in the mm-hmm. song. And even like the hook of the song is really catchy too. And I just overall, honestly, I would say it's one of my favorite J. Cole songs, period.
And, you know, that's funny because that's actually on my list for best deep cuts, too.
Really?
Yes. All I have to say is storytelling.
Yes.
It's immaculate. And the dialogue between mm-hmm. the two perspectives is had a little lump in my throat.
Yeah.
You know, because it was focusing on an issue that's very prevalent in certain communities. So, and it's very complex, you know, to listen to. And he mm-hmm. made it to where we can be able to listen to. And then the violins in the background also made it much more emotional. Mm-hmm. It evoked a lot of emotion.
Yeah, it did.
So I would like to talk about another song that I really feel like is criminally underrated. It's actually a single, and it's called False Prophets. Now, I heard people talk about it like off and on, but I never really hear that in a conversation of like, yeah, this is one mm-hmm. of Cole's greatest songs. This song right here is so raw, and it's so honest. You know, and he conveys his message of, you know, being a rapper and seeing other rappers that he looked up to or that he idolized, you know, fall from grace. Mm-hmm. And he raps about his fears of falling, you know, from his stardom as well. And it was just, it's intelligent and it's formulated in a way where it's like, dang, like you do some introspect. Like,
yeah,
you know, if you're an artist, you know, gosh. Is this what is driving my motivation? Fear, you know, me not living up to this standard that I set for myself? Am I becoming too, you know, obsessive over what I'm doing? It's just amazing. And his message is amazing as well.
Yeah, always. When is his message not amazing?
Right.
All right, so my next deep cut is actually from The Offseason.
Wow.
Yes, that's actually one of my favorites. Not my favorite album, but one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's
And it's 100 Mil featuring Boss. Mm-hmm. I just really like the vibe of the song. Like, he's kind of just talking about where he came from and mm-hmm. like where he is now and how proud he is to be where he is now. Mm-hmm. And I just really appreciate, honestly, he's someone I don't get tired of hearing, like, his story, like mm-hmm. from where he came from and to where he, comparing it to where he is now. I know some people, they talk about that all the time, and you kind of get tired of it.
It gets repetitive, but he makes it way where it's not.
Yeah, he makes it, like, very, like, inspirational. Yeah, I just really like his message on the song, and I like the hook of the song. The hook of the song is really catchy too. Mm-hmm. And production.
Always.
Like,
always top tier. And then bars, you know, I like how he features his artist that's on his record.
Yeah.
You know, some people, they sound artists and then it's like, oh.
Yeah, they leave them out to dry.
Yeah, but J. Cole, that's why I love Dreamville so much and so many other artists, because he gives them, like, that platform to be able to express themselves, even if it's on his song, you know, so.
Yeah.
I love that. My second favorite album, and this is a bold statement for me to say, but this is my second favorite album, and I believe that it's so underrated. It's For Your Eyes Only. I believe it's underrated.
Okay.
Of course, you have like the hits up there, like Neighbors and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. I want to talk about Folding Clothes.
Okay.
Now, this song is a good simp, quote unquote simp, because, you know, is it really simp, you know? But yeah. It's a great simp song. You know, you hear other simp songs from other rap artists, and it's kind of like repetitive, and it's talking about the same thing. But this is more refreshing to hear, mm-hmm. you know, Folding Clothes.
Yeah.
He took something so simple, you know. He was seeing his partner folding clothes on the couch, and he started thinking about all the things, you know, that happened in their relationship, why he's so grateful to be in the relationship, and why, you know, when he was like, I never really saw myself right here, mm-hmm. but look at me now. I think it was a line where he was like, I never thought I'd be drinking almond milk. Like, mm-hmm. you know, your partner got you doing stuff you never even thought you was going to do. So yeah. It's just a great song, good vibes. I love it.
I like that. I actually have two of my personal favorite deep cuts from For Your Eyes Only. Mm-hmm. Now, if you knew me back in seventh grade when this came out, mm-hmm. you will know that I did not really like it when it first came out.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But over the years, it has grown on me, and it has grown mm-hmm. as one of these albums that I feel like you have to listen to as a whole mm-hmm. to really, like, get the most out of.
Yes.
Which is okay, because, I mean, it's not super long.
Right.
But I do think it's one of those that you have to listen to as a whole to really get the whole vibe of it. But my first deep cut from that album is For Whom the Bells Tolls.
Ooh.
I really like that one. Yes. I think it's the opening track on the album, if I remember correctly.
I believe so. It's either the first or second.
Yeah.
It's over here.
Yeah, but either way, it's a great way to start the album. Mm-hmm. It has kind of a darker vibe to it, but it's overall relatable. Like, sometimes, you know, it's so much going on, like, we just are confused, like, we don't know mm-hmm. what to do. And I can really feel that energy in this song, and I can definitely relate to it on so many levels. So I really appreciated it. And plus, we get some vocal from mm-hmm. from J. Cole. I like,
love it.
Yeah, I love some vocal from J. Cole.
He used to do it a lot, like, in his early days. I mm-hmm. kind of want to do it again.
Yeah, yeah. Bring back the vocals.
Oh, I have another track off For Your Eyes Only, and it's actually the title track, For mm-hmm. Your Eyes Only. And I'm not going to lie, when I listened to this song the first time, I cried. Like, I mm-hmm. literally cried. I was shedding tears mm-hmm. because it's just so true. Like, from where I'm from,
mm-hmm.
things like this happen,
mm-hmm.
you know, where a father is, you know, he really wants to care for his child, but he's caught up with the law. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of where he grew up and where he's stuck in life, you know, he can't really escape it.
Yeah.
And when he tries to escape it, he just get back in trouble again. And so he was trying to send a message to his daughter, you know, hey, you know, you're the reason that I'm trying to do better. You're the reason that I'm trying to get out of here, but I just mm-hmm. don't think I can. And, you know, I just want you to know that I love you. And, ooh, heavy crying. And the way that J. Cole told this story, I think that was the reason why I got
mm-hmm.
emotional listening to it.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. It's amazing. And I believe it was based on a true story. Like, it was a person mm-hmm. that he knew. And I think that's when the tears started yeah. coming. Because, mm-hmm. oh, well, he know this. You know, this happened for real.
Yeah.
And then, like I said again, it does happen for real. And
it
in
does.
Those certain communities, you know. So it was a tearjerker for me.
Yeah, I agree. It's actually one of my favorite deep cuts, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a long song. Y'all know I don't really like long songs
you
like that.
You and these songs.
But honestly, you get lost in the story, and it doesn't even feel long.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, when it's over, you're like, I wish there was more.
Right.
And listening to this song back, it sounds like it's kind of something that'll be a lot more appreciated when he were to like leave the earth.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like it, because he is like telling, like, I do think, like he says in the track, like, mm-hmm. if you're listening to this, that means I'm gone.
Ooh, that's got me too.
Yeah. So I definitely feel like this is just, it's him at his best. Mm-hmm. I think his most raw and his most best.
Emotional too.
Yes.
Vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. And then the production as well is very jazzy. Mm-hmm. I like that. He kind of brought, it reminded me a lot of A Tribe Called Quest with the jazzy hip-hop sound. So I definitely, honestly, if you've never listened to J. Cole, I would start with this song.
Mm-hmm. I would start with this album. And a lot of people are going to disagree mm-hmm. with me with that, but I would.
Yeah.
Well, actually, scratch that, because I have a better suggestion for you to start if you just now getting into J. Cole, but keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So my next album where I get a lot of my deep cuts from was Born Sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Love the album. I think it's underrated. Mm-hmm. It's not on a lot of people's top list, but mm-hmm. it's on mine.
Listening back to it, it came out in 2013. It does sound very 2013.
It does.
I think that's why a lot of people might not like it, because it is very of its time.
You know, 2013 was pretty good year mm-hmm. for music, rap music.
Yeah.
So Let Nas Down was one of my favorites from this album. You know, as a fan of much older artists from, you know, the 80s and the 90s, and then being a fan of many current artists who reverence those artists, it kind of gave me a perspective into how J. Cole reverenced, you know, Nas, how he idolized Nas. And he talks about a very true story where Nas was a fan of J. Cole, but it was one track that he did not like, and I believe it was Workout.
Mm-hmm.
And J. Cole was so, you know, he was so let down. He was like, oh my gosh, like, Nas, this person that I idolized, didn't like my song, and it was like my top song, you know. So he talks about his thoughts about letting Nas down, and his thoughts of why he is going to continue to do what he does and push for greatness, you know, and how he uses it as fuel to make greater impact with his music. So I really enjoyed listening to Let Nas Down, and I still enjoy it to this day.
Yeah, so this one was actually one of my favorite deep cuts as well. We're like on the same wavelength as far as that. But yeah, him telling the story of how like he let Nas down, it just really, as someone like who potentially wants to get into the music industry, it's very kind of eye-opening, like that this does happen. And like, I felt like, damn, like, what if this like were to happen to me as someone, for someone that I idolize, to not be proud of like my music, like they,
and something you felt like was your best work, because he said he thought that was his best. Ooh, that gotta hurt.
Yeah, because like he even talks about like how, you know, like he kind of flipped the script. It was like, forget Nas, because like, he didn't like this song. Like, forget him because he doesn't appreciate it. But in the end, like, I think that's where, like, you have to be able to take constructive criticism. And like you said, he uses that for fuel. And as we see to this day, his music.
He's song for
yeah,
him, right?
He's created a greater impact that I think Nas will definitely be proud of, if he's not already proud of it.
Right.
So this is another song where the storytelling is very evident. So. Mm-hmm.
And you can feel that this is a true story.
Yes.
Because, you know, we have some artists, you know, that they be telling a story, but you
ain't
know
about
if it's
it
really
real
a story
life.
Or not.
Mm-hmm, I feel like this is something that even if you're not in the music industry, just if you feel like you've let somebody down that you really admire, you can definitely relate to this song.
Mm-hmm. Very relatable song.
Mm-hmm.
Another track from this album would be Chaining Day. I found out maybe a few months ago that it was sampled by another song that I really like called Show Nuff by Sly Slick and, Sly Slick and Wicked, which is a very unknown artist to our generation. But
yeah,
it's about, you know, the typical rapper things where you're worrying about your image and how you look. you know, hey, do I have this chain? Do this chain look right? Do my car look right? You know, am I fresh? And he talks about this image that rappers seem to want and how it's just not worth it, how he learned that it just wasn't worth it and that you just have to gotta stop faking it because it's fake. Yeah. You know, that's essentially what he was saying, you know. You just need to do your own thing, mm-hmm. you know, and be proud of your own thing. And even though it's a lot of pressure, you know, he talks about how it's a lot of pressure and he once was thinking like that, but now he knows, you know, it ain't always about that.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely think that's a good one mm-hmm. to have. The next deep cut that I had from Born Sinner was Land of the Snakes.
And you know, I was going to add that, but then I was like, no.
I really like this one. When I was listening back to it actually earlier, I was like, wow, this one's like really good. Because mm-hmm. this is another song where he kind of talks about, he's kind of like, all over the place with some of the stories. Mm-hmm. I know he, if I remember correctly, he talked about kind of where he came from and like his growing up. And then he kind of goes into talking about like relationships that he may have like kind of fumbled the bag on and mm-hmm. like kind of reflecting on like why. And just another song where his storytelling is at the prime. And the production was really good too on it. Mm-hmm. So. I definitely agree that Born Sinner is probably an underrated gem.
Because the production on that whole album is mm-hmm. really good. All right, so I do have some honorable mentions just because I'm one of those Cole fans that always talks about Friday Night Lights. Mm-hmm. But I would, this is why I said scratch that earlier when I said listen to For Your Eyes Only. I think if you want to get into Cole, you should start with Friday Night Lights. Because if you listen to that mixtape and then listen to his music now, you'd be like, wow, man, this man, he started off like crazy, good crazy. Mm-hmm. And he ended even better than what you even could imagine, mm-hmm. you know. And you can really see his growth from Friday Night Lights. So just, you know, listen to that for a reminder sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, Cole. You know? And then listen to The Come Up, okay. Released in 2007. I know I said that before, but listen to The Come Up mixtape. That's what made me a fan. And nobody really talks about it. So I want people to talk about it. You know how when you're reflecting on a rapper's career, mm-hmm. and you're like, yeah, I remember when he released his first. I want more people to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't find it on any music platform.
Yeah.
So you're going to find it on like SoundCloud. But still, you know, listen to it.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta dig to find some good stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I actually have one last deep cut I'd like to mention, mm-hmm. and it's from 2014 Forest Hill Drives, and it's GOMD.
Whoa!
Yes,
so, I love this song.
Yes, I really like the energy on this song. Yes. This is one of his more like energy driven songs, not really lyrically driven, but more like energy driven, where he's kind of talking his shit, and it's just a really good feel good song, make you feel like you're on top of the world, mm-hmm. and to forget like the haters and all that stuff. So definitely, I think it may not be his lyrical best, but I definitely think it's worth checking out. Especially,
I think it's the production that gives mm-hmm. you that, you know, that fire.
Yes, and his energy.
Mm-hmm. So now we're going to jump into what's in our ear, what we have been listening to lately. So speaking of J. Cole, he's one of those artists that I keep in rotation all the time as well. So I've been listening to him a lot lately, and he's really one of those artists where I can put on one of his albums and not skip anything.
Mm.
And in particular, I've been listening to his label, Revenge of the Dreamers, Part 3, okay. where it features the artists that signed under him. Like, he has a lot of, you know, features as well in this, but it's mostly focused on his artists.
Yeah.
And that's actually through this album or mixtape. This is how I found out about JID in 2019. So, and that's funny as well because I've been listening to JID too. I listened to The Never Story by him in particular. Ed, and Eddie, which is a really short song. I wish it was longer.
Yeah.
And then All Bad.
So recently, I've been listening to Valentina by Daniel Caesar off his recent album, Never Enough.
Stream Never Enough.
Yes, it was a good album. I definitely stream it. But I just like his overall vibe, delivery on the song. and the emotion he conveys in the songs. And then I've also been in my Disney bag a little bit. So I've also been listening to You'll Always Find Your Way Back Home by Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, from the Hannah Montana movie soundtrack.
He took it back.
Yes. Just listening to it, it makes you feel like you're at home, like it's a home away from home. And it just takes me back to the time of being like a kid in like 2009 and not having a worry in the world. It just kind of reminds me how life was a lot easier back then. And sometimes you kind of need that to kind of keep you going, push you forward. Sometimes you got to take a step back to move forward. So,
amen.
So I've been really jamming that lately. All right, guys. Well, that is all for today's episode of Discovering Discographies. You can follow us on our Instagrams. Mine is Brandon is Duh, D-A plug.
And mine is all lowercase T-N-M branch with the E on the end.
And join us next time for the next episode of Discovering Discographies.